This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Dr. Steve Buchanan is our guest, best-selling author, works the State Department and other agencies. Just a great source of info. Different respects. You may not totally agree with all of it, but it's always thought-provoking, and it ends up being pretty accurate down the road. We just went to break, and I was asking the question, and my daughter called me. I guess they're off school today. I'm about to come home, and she was wanting something. I don't remember. Why was I saying hold over? What was the question, Dr. Buchanan, I got you to hold over for?
The issue was Mueller, and you said, well, Mueller indict Trump, and is he dangerous? The answer is no. What happened, and I've said it for a year or so, and most people didn't pick it up. I said, I think Mueller is making amends for what he participated in 9/11. Mueller comes out of St. Paul's. He was really a war hero in Vietnam, and he got co-opted by the Bushes. I think what's happening now is Mueller's working with Trump, quite frankly, and he's.
Now, I heard this months ago from SG Silver Bull and all those guys, and more, could that actually be happening?
Yes, because Mueller can do the one thing that Trump can't do within his own family, and that is to fire Jared Kushner. Although Trump himself has been very annoyed with this young man.
By the way, I want you to finish, but I never believed that until the indictment came out, and it's a bunch of Russians getting funded by Soros and stuff to manipulate the election, which we knew really went on. Not Russia itself, but people using Russian companies. So when I saw that, I thought, is Mueller actually really been turned back to Trump?
Yeah. Mueller is more interested not so much in the Russian affairs. That's just, I think, a cover. What he's really going after is Manafort, who we talked about. I said a year and a half ago, get rid of him. He was corrupt. He's corrupt. Kushner is the equal corruption to Manafort. Kushner brought in Manafort. Equally corrupt. And this is more than just the Russian. The Chinese control 666 Fifth Avenue.
That's what you said a year and a half ago. That's what they're looking at Kushner for, is the Chinese money.
And not only Chinese money, but Israeli money. The money that comes from Bank Leumi is in the hundreds of millions of dollars, and he has a major loan, as he, quote, is our diplomat to the Middle East. He has also major loans from an Israeli loan company, which he hadn't identified. He has other major loans. He's had bankruptcy in his paper. He is a total disaster. I said from day one, this was a stupid, incompetent, corrupt individual who mirrors very much what his father was, who was indicted and convicted and went to jail under Christie. Now, trust me, in a corrupt state like New Jersey, for his father to go to a corrupt prison, you have to be exceedingly corrupt. And that's Kushner. And Trump knows that. And he has to get rid of him.
Then why in Hades would he bring him into the center of the White House?
Because he has a daughter. You have a daughter. If your daughter asks something and he thinks the world of his daughter and he sent her out to South Korea.
I love my daughters, but if they had some son buying buildings called 666 for three times what they were worth, I'd say she was married to a moron.
Well, what can I tell you? I can't get involved in their private relationship.
No, I don't even hate Kushner. The point is, I don't even dislike him. I didn't really know because he never talks. I don't know if he's good or bad or what's going on. I don't wish any harm upon him. And, I mean, you know, getting loans for your buildings, whatever. He's not running the government. I don't think there's an issue him getting Chinese money unless he's in the White House. I mean, who cares who helps you buy a building as long as you're not in the government, right?
Well, that's correct, but that's not the issue. He's been going into negotiations with Russians who owe him money. He's been going into negotiation in Israel and picked out the most corrupt of all leaders, and I've said it before, Bibi. I've said it for years. Bibi has to leave Israel. There's no question about it. Bibi is so corrupt that their own police department has already indicted him for several hundreds of millions of dollars, and Bibi is on the verge of wanting a war to distract from the internal. So you've got Bibi, you've got Kushner, you have all these other guys, all unfortunately Jews, and Kushner's an Orthodox Jew who makes it even worse for us Jews, but he's basically corrupt.
Well, I don't know all the, you know, internal war battles that go on with all this stuff. I just know that the president's moving the country forward, and I don't really see the corruption, so I just think they ought to leave the whole thing alone. But whatever, we'll see what happens. It's crazy. Thank you, Dr. Pachanik. Appreciate you.
Yeah.
We got the Military Arms Channel coming on. They got banned by YouTube. Now it's been reinstated. Why is this happening? Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Public from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones, live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide from the InfoWars.com studios.
We've got Tim Harmson of the Military Arms Channel on YouTube. We're going to be talking to here in just a moment. And the reason we've got him on is that all the thousands of YouTube accounts of libertarian conservatives, sites like his that have hundreds of millions of views. This is just one we picked out because I've watched some of the videos and know who he is to just have on. A lot of listeners are really mad at us. They're like, my site got taken down, my thing. I can't even, in all the hours of the day, keep track of what's going on. So I apologize. Yes, I know a lot of you got purged. Christians are getting purged off Facebook. Veterans groups are getting purged off everything. Christian groups, gun owner groups, Second Amendment groups, 4-H shooting clubs. I mean, I can't even keep track of this, okay? So believe me, just because I'm not talking about your channel and you're sending me emails, it's thousands. Because I've seen hundreds. I look at articles on our website, and a lot of the videos are dead because so many sites we link to are gone. So I can't keep track of how many fish there are in the sea. What we do know is this attack happened. We know it's taking place. And we know they lied about what we were saying and doing to do it. Said we were bullying children and said nobody died. Well, that's our right to do, even if it's bull, but we didn't do that. So now Bloomberg comes out 2 days ago and goes, they apologize. YouTube says that they hired 10,000 people and they mistakenly flagged stuff that wasn't hateful or wasn't bullying. But it all started last Friday when CNN said they were advising YouTube employees on what to take down. That's the really unfair business practices. That's sabotage. If you've got a hamburger place and I call regulators and I'm there with the regulators saying, see, there's still milk on the malt machine, shut them down. And then across the street, I've got 2 foot long cockroaches bigger than chihuahuas. And I mean, that's basically what's going on here. You've got the leftist YouTubers saying, kill president, kill me, kill the NRA, burn Dana Loesch, murder everybody, kill Scalise, and that's all fine. And we're just up there going, oh, there was a police stand down, and look at all these eyewitnesses saying two shooters, and they banned that and then saying something else. So he popped in. I appreciate Tim joining us from the Military Arms Channel on YouTube. It's back for now. We can click the about there and read all about it. They've got 680,000 subscribers, massive views. And they just review guns. They just do basic stuff. People like it. And, you know, we have a right to guns. We have a right to watch people with guns. Look at Hollywood shows how to misuse guns, but they're okay. Nobody's saying, imagine walking in a movie theater that shows guns being shot, you know, some stupid Arnold Schwarzenegger movie or whatever, like, I demand this movie be shut down for hate. They're showing guns. This is showing how to properly use a gun. Think about the magnitude of this censorship. So he joins us for the 7 minutes we have because I've commandeered the time. Here from the great Joel Gilbert, who's coming up in a moment, normally hosts this hour on Friday. What is your take on this? Why do you think it happened? And then some of our channels that got restored, they didn't even say that we won our appeal. They just restored them. This is a big deal. This sounds like a mutiny happened of leftists at Google, like an internal hack or something. Now, this is crazy.
Yeah, you know what, Alex? It's kind of hard to kind of figure out what exactly is going on because Google is so tight-lipped. But what we do know is because they've actually admitted to it publicly is that they have targeted conservative speech and they have targeted firearms channels, and that's, of course, where my domain is. I just talk about firearms. I don't even really review firearms. I just take them out and show historic firearms, shoot them, have fun, and show the safe, responsible use of firearms, but I'm constantly being targeted by YouTube. But I'm also quite politically active. Whenever our Second Amendment rights come under attack, I go political. I go political on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, pretty much all of my social media outlets. But in this instance, you know, I read an article that Google had contracted with the Southern Poverty Law Center to hire 10,000 moderators to go through and clean up the hate speech or what they're calling the fake news. And somehow we got caught up in this web. So it's really unclear if it's a coordinated attack by Moms Demand Action and Every Town Matters, because we do know that these guys have private Facebook groups and they coordinate attacks against us on Facebook to try to get our pages taken down. We've caught them doing it multiple times. Is that what's happening here at YouTube? We don't know. But what I can tell you is 48 hours ago, my channel was one strike away from being completely shut down. And so I went in through my account, my network rep, and disabled every single video on my channel and released one video saying, guys, this is what's happening. YouTube is targeting gun channels right now, and this was over a weekend. There was nobody at YouTube we could contact to try to get it resolved, and it took me until 48 hours ago to get those account strikes lifted. I had one night of peace. I wake up the next morning, and I have that pink page of death that says, you've been given account strikes again on the exact same videos they just lifted the strikes against. And so it's kind of amazing. It has to be coming from within YouTube to a degree. And I say this because when I got my first account strike, I immediately disabled all my videos. The only people that could see my videos at that point were myself and YouTube. Even if you had a link to one of my disabled videos,
well, sure,
you could
sure.
Not
but I mean, Tim, if you read the Bloomberg and their articles, it says they hired them, and YouTube said it was mistakenly done by their employees. But the truth is, they're just ignoring the brass, hoping they don't notice. That's why this is mutiny. This is big news. Because I understand from on top, Google wants to quietly censor everybody and kind of restrict this and play games. But I'm saying they've gotten overzealous, jumped the shark, and that's now blown their whole operation wide open.
It has. And not only that, they say that they're fixing it, but they're not. I mean, they fixed it for me for 48 hours. They go right back and strike my account again. And now I'm fighting again for my very existence on YouTube. And this is how I make a living, right? And that's how a lot of us make livings.
And you have a contract with them, and you follow their rules, and then they lie and say you haven't. And again, in the digital world, if you're banned from something that's like a utility like this, this is 1,000 times bigger than not baking somebody's cake because it's a gay cake or whatever. And which I say, bake the damn cake. The point is, this is unbelievable discrimination across the board against a class of people. This is like Hitlerian.
Yeah, it is. I mean, really, you touched on a very key point there. We all have signed the same agreement with YouTube. Millions of us all have the same contract with YouTube. But for some reason, different groups are treated differently, right? Prager University has a lawsuit against them right now because they're a conservative think tank, and their videos are being struck and removed. But then on the other side of the house, you have the liberal point of view, the exact same commentary about the exact same subject, yet their videos aren't being
YouTube
stricken.
YouTube leaves up videos of two-year-olds giving transvestite men money at strip clubs in bizarre stuff, and then Prager University is completely milquetoast and scientific and totally polite, and they were banning them. Exactly. It's crazy.
It is. It's all politically motivated. I mean, we know that. And they've admitted as much. And if you go and look at the chief business officer, one of the executives, he recently did an interview with another large YouTuber, and he is from the Czech Republic. I forget his name, but he said that there's four core principles that YouTube lives by: freedom of speech, freedom of community, and freedom for everybody to be treated equally and to earn a living. Really? then why is it for the last 2 years I've been fighting for my very existence on YouTube? This isn't the first time this has happened, Alex. They constantly harass us. They demonetize us. Every video we upload, they won't monetize us. We went through the whole adpocalypse right now. We've had 70% of our revenue taken away. Some claim 90%, and it's never come back.
Yeah, no, they did 96% on us for a while, and then it hurt them so bad they went back to like 70. Absolutely. This is what they're doing, and you're totally on target. So why do you think they had to reverse? Because it became a big national issue with Drudge exposing it and things?
I think so. I think, you know, of course, I have my own loyal following. The firearms community as a whole is very vocal.
So everybody pissed off.
Right. And I even told my followers, here's the phone number. Here's the email address. Blow up their phone lines. Blow up their inbox. And we pressure Google, and then they have to come out and say, oops, guys, sorry, we made a mistake. But then they turn right around and do it again. And it's ongoing.
Tim, don't we need to start demonstrating? I think we need to have on-the-street demonstrations against Google, Facebook, Twitter, you name it.
I think so. I think it's time that we start applying pressure to them, because we can't just sit silently by when they treat us differently. And you pointed out a very key point, Alex. We have a contract that we're all working under, but legally, how can you treat one party differently than the other when you have the exact same verbiage and you've all agreed to the exact same terms of use and community guidelines? Why are you targeting one group and discriminating against them, yet saying this is okay? My 6-year-old son can get on Google and type in putting on a condom, and it's just straight up pornography, and that's allowed on Google, on YouTube. It's unbelievable.
Wow. Well, join us again, Tim Harmson from Military Channel. See it while it's there, folks. But we are fighting back, and so it's all happening. Please join us again. You got some great perspectives. Military Arms Channel. Check it out today. All right. Coming up during the 24 or 36-hour marathon. Stay with us.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Joel Gilbert is about to take over. So,
we now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Stand up and be counted for what you were about to receive. We are the dealers. We'll give you everything you need. Woo! Welcome back. Joel knows we host the fourth hour on Fridays. Does a fabulous job. Great production, great material, great research, great mind, great filmmaker that we commandeer sometimes in emergencies. We've done that today. He's welcome to come back during the war room and catch up on the time, too. He's about to take over in about 2 minutes. Got a big guest coming up as well, but we're in the middle of the, I keep saying 24, 36. I'm teleprompter freak. It's a 34-hour broadcast, and there is 3.5 hours roughly left, 3 hours and 39 minutes or however it works. The point is that we are in the middle of a free speech emergency transmission that I set up to do last week because I knew this stuff was coming, and here we are. It has gotten crazy. With YouTube channels up, YouTube channels down, thousands of them deleted, Facebook, Twitter, huge Christian channels being banned everywhere. This is, you heard Cernovich earlier, and he's using more optimistic. He agreed. He said this is 50 times anything we've ever seen. I mean, this is a bonkers purge, and you better believe it goes with other stuff they're planning. So I want to get Gilbert's take on that, and he's going to take over. Just remember, you're the reason we can weather the storm like a seawall or like a lighthouse out there in the storm with the waves coming in. You are what strengthens us. You're what makes us, you know, makes really a big steel pillar in that fight. You are what renews us. You're the only reason we're here. The great guests, the research, all of it. So don't ever call and thank me. The listeners have finally gotten this and are stopping thanking me because it's obscene. We're going to be totally enslaved if we don't fight these people. This is authoritarianism. This is survival. If my house is on fire and I was running out of it with my kids, don't run up and say, oh, man, you're so brave. I'm so brave. It's not brave to fight for your life. And I keep saying that because we have to get a mindset where it's not a Joel Gilbert and it's not a Ron Paul or it's not a Donald Trump or it's not a Matt Drudge or a Joseph Farah or whoever, Sean Hannity, anybody that's speaking up for basic freedom. It's not like, oh, it's just us that are doing it and thank God we're there. We're this close to total victory and this close to total defeat. And so you got free shipping store-wide. People love those big sales. Our products are only 100% marked up. So when we do 30% off, we're making 20%. When we do 80%, it's a loss leader. And by the way, I'm proud of all the stuff we've got. We've never done 80% off. We've got some things, thousands of shirts and things. We've ordered so many shirts that for some reason we didn't promote or weren't put on the right page. People didn't see. There's more than 20 awesome shirts in there and ball caps, you name it, that are very limited edition in many cases and that are 80% off. That means, you know, if a shirt cost us $5, $6, we're selling it for $20. At 80% off, you're getting it below cost. These are great shirts. So look at that. But we got a lot of stuff that flies off the shelves, like Super Male Vitality, for Female Vitality. 50% off, that is a rarity. Pollen Block, it was sold out, now back in stock. Amazing, found out about why it's so unique and so documented. Pollen Block, 50% off. Immune Wall, 50% off. Real Red Pill, 50% off. Biome Defense, 50% off. Great Probiotic. True Way, 50% off. Prebiotic Fiber, that's our newest product. Check it out. Best source, Prebiotic Fiber, 50% off. InfoWars Select. Life products, 40% off. Clearance apparel, 80% off. Aegis body armor, 20% off. And you guys have really come through. We really appreciate everybody. I want to thank you for all that you've done. And just want to ask you to continue to realize we got products you need that fund the revolution against the globalists. It is a total 360 win. So you look at all those thousands of five-star reviews. No prebiotic reviews yet because it just came out this week. Okay, Joel, thanks for letting me crash in on this hour. I know you've always got a lot of great info to cover. I'm going to eat my lunch here while I watch you. Thank you so much, and please take over.
Okay, thank you so much, Alex. Look, what you're talking about, of course, is not a deep state. The term deep state badly missed the mark. The conservative media used the term deep state. The reality is police state. Deep state simply means an entrenched bureaucracy, self-serving people that are opposed to change. And the dark reality that was a subversion of democracy that Obama set in place from the get-go is a police state. And we see it being done by his minions. I want to define for you the proper term, by the way. The definition of a police state is, I'm going to read it to you, the inhabitants of a police state experience restrictions on their freedom of expression to communicate their political views and are subject to monitoring and enforcement. Political control may be exerted by a secret force that operates outside the boundaries of the normal constitutional state. So we experienced that from Barack Obama in 2012 when they interfered in the election with the IRS. We experienced it, of course, with the DOJ and FBI interfering in the 2016 election. And we're experiencing it these days with their minions in YouTube and the people that control the means of expression, preventing conservatives from communicating. The deep state is a police state apparatus, and that is the sad reality. Had Hillary Clinton won, the United States would have been finished, and we would have had a permanent police state, and we're still fighting against it, you know, as we speak.
Joel, I've got to interrupt. I was about to leave. This is so profound. You're right. Deep state's the old COG for an emergency nuclear war type deal. It's police state entrenched in a deep state structure that are trying to bully us into submission. And they always spin, when I talked about a police state under, you know, Clinton and others, that I was anti-police. No, a police state means a tyranny controlling your speech, controlling your movement, controlling your life. And that's what the big corporations and combines and the leftist mobs and Antifa and Black Lives Matter are doing when they say cops deserve to die because they're bad on CNN, you deserve to die. That is the government police stating the police.
That's correct. The deep state term, I think we need to throw it out. It really didn't describe what we're up against. And we saw in the last few days how all these YouTube channels were subverted. There's a nexus between the police state and their economic interests like Google, YouTube, Amazon, Washington Post. And they're trying to impose their will on freedom of speech, freedom of movement. And all we can do is keep fighting back. I think we won the war the last few days, but it's something that constantly has to be vigilant about.
Yeah, it's who wants it the most. We won this battle so far. You know they're going to hit again.
You know they're coming back. It's just constant. I mean, I'm here in Southern California. I'm looking out at the Reagan Library from my window, and I always remember those profound words of Ronald Reagan that tyranny is only one generation away. You have to be vigilant. And unfortunately, these people will never stop. They're always coming back with new excuses, new schemes, new terminology to prevent the constitutional republic from thriving and existing. I'm going to talk about that more as we get into my segment.
Well, I almost wish I wouldn't have commented that earlier segment. It was important to have some of the people that have been banned on. Why do you think they've backed off so far? I mean, they say it's a mutiny, like their own people got too zealous.
I think there's a strong foundation of constitutional people in this country. There are people, the middle class is very strong and supports the free market system. And whenever they go too far and they think they've gone too far, they back off a bit because they've got so many schemes in their pocket, they're waiting to come back with the next one. So I think
that's right. That's they're testing, and when we fight, they back off like guerrilla. We'll be right back with Joel Gilbert. Stay with us. Riveting intel.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Welcome back to InfoWars, the Alex Jones Show. I'm Joel Gilbert, coming to you right from the left coast. Don't forget to go to the Alex Jones store and get my new film, of course, Art of the Insult. You'll finally understand Trump, and you'll see his branding genius, and you'll laugh for 95 minutes. Coming up next segment, I'm going to have Kevin Jackson, of the Black Sphere. You know him as a Fox News commentator, and he's going to give some insights. I want to first give you some of my takes about what's been happening the last couple weeks. The Parkland shootings, it's still all about the FBI and incompetence and corruption. The FBI has been missing all these shooters, even though they had them under their fingertips. Dylan Roof, Fort Hood shooter, Nidal Hassan, the Tsarnaev brothers, the Boston Marathon bombers, of course, the Pulse nightclub shooter, Omar Mateen. They investigated this guy for like 2 years. They said, oh, no problem, just go about your business. Now, what are the odds that the FBI was not all over Stephen Paddock, the Las Vegas shooter, and that's why they cut off all the information, because heads would have rolled? You think maybe the FBI is covering up something, that they had a connection to Paddock? Where's the videotape, the hotel videotape? All the information was cut off. So the FBI still has the chutzpah to tell us, if you see something, say something. It's completely useless, completely irrelevant. The best slogan we can live by is be prepared to protect yourself. Have a weapon, because the FBI or police are just going to wait outside. They're making a big deal about Parkland, that four deputies waited outside. People forget that in the Pulse nightclub shooting, the entire SWAT team set up outside for 3 hours while everybody who had been shot bled to death. So how would you like to live? Either have some people on the inside, like a school where there's a few teachers with weapons, or have the people with the weapons that are supposed to save you hanging out outside. I want to talk to you about the Parkland Promise Program. We're learning a lot about Broward County's very deadly Promise Program. This is why Nicholas Cruz was not arrested. Like so many other liberal social engineering projects, rather than saving the world, it is proving to be very deadly. Now, on the website, the Promise Program for Broward County calls for change and intervention, and it says they're not going to arrest teenagers for crimes. Essentially, they're whitewashing their behavior and sending them back to school into the community to commit more crimes. Here's the quote from the Broward County Sheriff website. This is the promise. The promise is to safeguard the student from entering the judicial system. Well, well, well. What about safeguarding the public from the criminal? How did it work out? 17 dead students. One is going to jail for life. What would have been better? Now, then there's a quote also on their website, eliminating the school-to-prison pipeline. Broward County is committed to keeping students engaged in school and out of the justice system. Well, how about this? Let's have a new slogan. We promise to let you commit as many crimes as you want until you or your classmates end up dead. That's the real promise they made to Nicholas Cruz and the community. That's how Trayvon Martin lost his life, in a similar program. He was not held accountable for many crimes. They stopped arresting students, and it eventually led to the confrontation with George Zimmerman, where he had a weapon to defend himself, and Trayvon is dead because of these types of programs. So the Promise Program, I want to give perspective, it's just the same social engineering by these utopian geniuses, these big thinkers on the socialist part of the world that believe they know how human nature should be. Remember Mao Zedong? He said, we're going to put all these farmers in collective farms, and they're going to produce more food. They're going to be happier. They just don't know it until we force them onto these farms. That caused the Great Famine. 50 million Chinese people starved to death. Of course, here in America, in Detroit, the Democrats were controlling Detroit for 60 years, the greatest American city with all the jobs and great economy, industry. Mayor Coleman Young was a socialist. The idea was, let's raise taxes, put all these regulations on business, and it's going to work out just great. Well, all the businesses left, and Detroit turned into a disaster. So with Nicholas Cruz, we know that he got expelled for having, quote, bullets in his backpack. Well, You think maybe he had a handgun and they just downgraded it to bullets so he wouldn't be arrested? I think that's probably what happened. Liberal social engineering is a disaster. It's always been a disaster. But they don't give up. They just say, well, it's going to work out great next time. You know the VA hospitals? Yeah, well, we're going to have the Affordable Care Act. You're going to save $5,000 per family. You can keep your doctor, keep your plan, and it's not going to work out like the VA. It's just going to be great. So the bottom line is the socialist, liberalist ideologues, they actually know that none of this is going to work out. But they thrive on chaos. If everything is peaceful and good, if people go to church, they earn a good living, they love their country, there's no justification for radical change. They have to create this chaos through all these schemes so they can say, well, give us the power, we'll fix the chaos that we created, and we'll make it right for you. And that's how evil some of these schemes are. They cause intentional harm. They know we'll cause damage. They would rather Nicholas Cruz not be arrested and say, let's say he's got bullets in his backpack. Don't talk about the handgun. And they know that he'll create the chaos they can use one day to usurp the Constitutional Republic. I want to show a video from my film, There's No Place Like Utopia. It's called The Weight of the Poor. And it shows you how today's Democratic Party is trying to bring down the constitutional, traditional American republic and replace it with this socialist ideal. Can we roll that video? So here you've got communists are trying to overburden the system. They use poor people. They use minorities. They want to create a system that can't be sustained. And by overburdening it, they want to collapse the system. This is the Clower-Tiven theory. And they did it to New York in the 70s. They bankrupted New York with this process. The idea is if they can collapse the system, they can replace it. This perfect society, this perfect world. Now, this is how you can see that the Democrat Party wants to sow chaos. They became a radical socialist party. Compared to the 1980s, the Democrats worked with Ronald Reagan to implement huge tax reform and tax cuts. Today, the Democrats, 100% together, they knew that if America succeeds, they will fail. So they all voted against the tax cuts. They know that if America works, that they lose power. So they're out to stop Donald Trump at all costs, even at the cost of their constituents. And that's why you see little Adam Schiff lying every day on TV about how Trump is going to be impeached and all these innuendos that he puts forth. So this is today's Democrat Party. It's stealth socialism. It's not the open calls for communism and destroying the republic. They don't say we want to kill you anymore. They say we want to help you. And the way we're going to help you is by taking away all your rights and making the promise program for Nicholas Cruz so he only has bullets in his backpack. This is where we are today. And if you look closely at everything we've talked about earlier with Alex, the deep state is a police state. And these are the types of schemes that go on. I'll be back with Kevin Jackson in the next segment.
A special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Joel Gilbert from the left coast right here. Don't forget to go to the Alex Jones store only. Go to the Alex Jones store for my new film, Trump, The Art of the Insult. You won't stop laughing and you'll understand Trump for the first time. This is a number one film right now in the Alex Jones store. I want to bring on now, people know him from Fox News. He's been on quite a few times. He's a fantastic commentator. Kevin Jackson, he's also a talk show host on Salem Communications. He's the author of the Amazon bestsellers, The Big Black Lie and Race Pimping, the multi-trillion dollar business of liberalism. Kevin Jackson, welcome to InfoWars.
Hey, Joel,
thanks for having me. Real quick update. I'm with Genesis on the same network as Alex, actually, not Salem.
Okay, thanks. We got that from your website. By the way, Kevin's website, The Black Sphere, theblacksphere.net. Kevin, you've been talking about it for a long time. You've seen my film, There's No Place Like Utopia, where I went to Southside Chicago. I talked to a lot of black people. They love Obama because he's one of them. They're proud of his heritage. But when I talked to them about his policies, they said, we're getting poorer. We want more cops, not less cops. We don't want illegals in our neighborhood. We want jobs. They seem to be very conservative, but they're still supporting the Democrats like 90%. What's happening on that front, and can that ever change?
I don't think those numbers. Look, we've both been there, and there are a lot of people that wanted Obama, black folks, and he got in there. He gave it a shot, and he blew it. I mean, he was the Mookie Wilson of baseball, not the Mookie Robinson, rather, not the Jackie Robinson. And black folks know it. You know, now look, they've invested a lot in this guy. And, you can't just throw him to the wolves because that will validate the white man. And as we know, in America today, you can't do anything that validates white. Look at Chuck Schumer that doesn't want to vote for a qualified judge. Why? Simply because he's white. It has nothing to do with qualification. So just the idea that we have this overt racism, and, I heard you talking in the last segment about that sneaky racism. It's not sneaky. It's right in your face. The Congressional Black Caucus makes everything about white versus black. It's not only that, though. It's woman versus man. It's Muslim versus Christian or Jew, and on and on. And that's what they do is divide. So as far as Obama's concerned, look, he's circa 2008. He's last year's news, and the people that still support him lost his last year's Easter eggs. And I'm going to tell you, the day of Trump that has exposed Obama for what he is, which is an abject fraud, is long overdue. The exposure of the Democrats and their racism is long overdue. And how they're not only that, they will attack not only based on race, they're attacking Donald Trump just because he doesn't fit the narrative of the intelligentsia who want to believe that they are better at picking leaders than we are.
Okay, well, Kevin, tell me what was the exact time and how do you think the civil rights movement got away from Martin Luther King's vision of let's judge people by the strength of their character and not by the color of their skin? How did it all turn around?
You know, it's so strange that we as conservatives have allowed the Republican Party to fight for us. I mean, we've got a sissy in our fight. And when did it happen? It happened in the 60s under LBJ, who, along with the Democrat elitists, decided, you know what? We will continue to trick black people into believing that we have their best interest in mind. And that, by the way, that ruse continues to this day. So when they set out to do this, it was a real strategy. And just to be blunt, and this may make some people mad, probably not with Alex's audience, but just to be blunt, it was, let's keep black people just stupid. Let's keep them completely stupid. Let's rewrite history. And so you've got a party of Republicans who freed black people, wrote almost every civil rights legislation that protected black people, started the NRA to get black people guns, started the Freedmen's Bureau to get black people educated, have all their white Republican names on every HBCU, that's historically black colleges and universities in the country, fought against the Klan, fought against segregation, fought against Jim Crow, et cetera. And they can't sell that concept to black people today. Because you know what you hear, Joel? You hear, well, that was the Republicans from the past, and the Democrats have flipped. You know, everybody's flipped. Nothing's flipped. Planned Parenthood is a scourge against black people. It's very clear what it's meant to do. It's to keep black people from breeding, right? And I can give you the statistics around how it has done that. When you look at the abject racism of Hillary Clinton and her husband, Bill, giving a eulogy to a Klansman, Robert Byrd, and Democrats saying nothing. By the way, Barack Obama eulogized him as well. They all said he had a tangential relationship. That's exactly what Bill Clinton said. He had a tangential relationship with the Klan. 40-plus years in the Klan is tangential. Now, tell me that Donald Trump could have a relationship with a 40-plus year Klansman and nobody and everybody just brush it over. And if he eulogized him, how that would be done. But they tell
well,
me
they
he's
would,
racist
they, yeah.
and can't give you anything whatsoever to prove it.
Okay, Kevin, look, Trump made it a point in the campaign. He went to places like Detroit. He said, we're going to revitalize our inner cities. Can he do that if these urban areas are all controlled by Democrats? Are they going to cooperate, and will the urban communities demand they cooperate?
No, they're not going to cooperate because they're invested in the fallacy of Barack Obama. I call him Baby Black Jesus, and they really can't put any effort into Donald Trump. If Trump goes in and he's successful in the inner cities with true empowerment zones, it would be the end of the Democrat Party. Now, our team, and not to be self-promoting, but our team is going to do this. We're going to help President Trump put together a plan that will actually do this. In fact, I've got meetings set up to do exactly that. But don't think that they're going to usher us in. They have to have Trump fail. They would do anything they could to make him fail, even if it means black kids don't go to college, black kids stay in substandard schools, black kids stay in high crime areas. Don't think for one second the race pimps known as the Congressional Black Circus Clowns are going to do anything to help black folks. It will not happen. So Trump, to answer your question, he'll do it in spite of them. And that's what you got to love about this guy. That he's saying, you know what, I know what I'm going to run into with these clowns. They're not going to do anything for me. But so what? How are you going to stop somebody from putting in, a business that employs blacks? Eventually, the black community will wake up and start to get it.
Okay, Kevin, look, you're obviously live in reality. Tell people a little about your background. How did you come to be someone who understands these issues, whereas it seems like the vast majority of the black community are kind of imprisoned with this Democrat plantation, as they call it? Tell us about your background.
Well, I have a talk I like to do. I say a funny thing happened on my way to prison, which, of course, I've never been. But my father was in prison. His brother, my uncle, who shares my birthday, he was in prison. If I'd been raised on my father's side of the family, I undoubtedly would have been to prison. I probably couldn't have escaped it. I would have been the best drug dealer in Indianapolis, Indiana. But I was raised by my maternal grandparents when my mother died. Now, how do you avoid it? First, I'll tell you this. I have never, since I had a thought in my brain, wanted to be a Democrat. I saw them for what they were, as we say in the black community, game, no game. So I knew these clowns were gaming us from the beginning. From the moment I was 5 years old, and I've watched the Democrats give a speech, I went, I'm nothing like that. So my grandparents, who were Democrats, by the way, instilled in me the thing that said, you're not that. You're going to be accountable and all these other things. It was Ronald Reagan who woke me up to it, because when he lost, I don't remember what he lost, but I remember looking at him and he gave a speech. And I said, that's not the speech of a loser. That's the speech of a guy who hasn't won yet. And I can't describe what that means, but people probably listening know what I'm talking about. There's a loser speech and there's a, no, I just didn't win this time speech. And that's what I saw in Reagan. And I was like, that's my guy right there. My grandparents hated it. Shut up. We don't like him. We like Democrats. And I was like, I don't care who you like. I like him. Now, here's what's interesting, Joel. People love these Horatio Alger, these come to Jesus, these stories about the Democrats converting to be Republicans like Sheriff Clark and others. I've never been that stupid to be a Democrat. I knew the history of the Democrat Party. I knew they were the most vile creatures on the planet. And all they've done is become, they dressed up in silk suits and they got crocodile smiles. And so I knew that. And as I matured and understood history, I said, I understand the game that you're playing, that you've marginalized black folks and you don't care. So when I wrote my first book, The Big Black Lie.
Okay, Kevin, we got it. We're got coming up on a break. I want to tell everyone to go to theblacksphere.net. Look at Kevin's website. Kevin, thanks for being here. You were so clear. You give us so much.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings filled to the brim.